political campaigns can be dangerous work, especially at the Greymont Limestone plant on Superior's waterfront.
For this particular leg, we're just going to be doing hard hats and safety glasses. We won't need a high-vis vest, and you won't need steel-toed shoes as long as you stay on the route and stay with your guide.
Before a dozen hard-hatted employees and a handful of Republican Party faithful, flanked by his wife Rachel and their six small hard-hat-wearing children, Sean Duffy keyed in on the economy.
This has been the longest and the lamest recovery since World War II. And that lack of recovery is inflicting a great deal of pain on our American small businesses. We see new rules and regulations and red tape that's coming out, making it more difficult and more expensive for our small businesses to expand and grow.
His Democratic opponent is former State Senator Pat Kreitlow of Chippewa Falls. Kreitlow agrees the economic recovery is slow and will use that against Duffy.
There are those who are very dissatisfied that this Congress has done nothing on helping to foster job creation or tax reform or rein in wasteful spending. Just last week, the House could have gone along with a middle-class tax cut, but instead voted to actually increase taxes on 25 million Americans in order to protect every penny of tax breaks for millionaires.
So without any primary opposition, who will win in November?
I am going to beat him.
Well, listen, I'll have an opponent every year, so we'll see as things roll on what folks think of those who will challenge me.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.